This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It's Mira Sivasodi. The Tyagaraja Tanz and Music Festival, organized by the Temple of Fine Arts Malaysia, is a three-day music festival which honors and celebrates the lives of Saint Tyagaraja and Mian Tansen, the patriarchs of Carnatic and Hindustani classical music, respectively. A collaboration of international artists, music students, teachers and enthusiasts of both Carnatic and Hindustani music, all under one roof. I find out more about these offerings from sitar exponent Kumar Kartigesu and Indian violin player Hariram Tingyuan Lam. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Mira. Hi.
You know, I haven't had Hari and Kumar on at the same time.
No, you haven't.
There is a big generation gap here, you know.
Not really. Kumar, I would choose to think not.
Come on, Kumar, we're on the same boat here. But, you know, Hari, I mean, you've come last August to fill me in on the Malaysian Indian Youth Orchestra. I remember that. Yeah. And recently you finished the dance Flatland. Yes. What have you been up to before that and in between?
Well, on a bigger, on a much bigger scale, of course, my university work, which, you know, has been really keeping me on my toes.
At Aswara.
At Aswara. Mm-hmm. And because I'm currently preparing for my last year, my diploma. I'm going to be graduating in June. Mm-hmm. So naturally, I've been running around and yeah.
How do you manage all of it?
Even I don't know. A lot of people ask me that question, even my parents.
Yes, but you come from a family who is very artistic, and so you've obviously got family backing and support.
Yeah.
But still, as an individual, it takes up a lot of your time. How do you manage school and doing other work outside?
Well, I think like all of us have to be really honest and practical with ourselves and our lives. You know, on one hand, it's nice to be able to do as much as possible, but at the same time, because you know that a lot of offers are coming in, you have to be smart about how you plan your work. Mm-hmm. So, of course, my main priority would be my university at this point in time. And then comes the TFA work and other small projects in between.
Okay.
So,
but yeah. It all helps in your
growth, definitely helps.
Isn't it?
It definitely helps. Yeah. It's you gain the experience, the exposure. You learn to work with different artists and different art lovers. You know, it's nice.
Yeah.
But it definitely takes a toll on you. So, you know, it's like a love-hate relationship kind of thing.
So you're going to wind down sort of till June to concentrate on the the diploma?
Well, I always keep telling myself that I wish I could, but that doesn't happen.
And here
happen.
You are, back again with this music festival, which kicks off on Friday.
Yeah, that's
Friday,
right. 14th Friday the 14th.
February. You know, Kumar, welcome back. I understand you've been really busy the last 6 months.
The last year, the last two, the last three, I don't know, I've lost count actually.
What have you been up to?
Well, pretty much the same thing. In music, there's always interesting challenges. I teach classes, of course. I perform. I'm with the Temple of Fine Arts. I'm with Akasha. I'm with the Malaysian Traditional Orchestra. I do independent work. So it's been, I don't know where to begin, but it's just flowing from one to the other. Mm-hmm.
And do you just grab all the opportunities that, you know, fall on your lap? Or
again,
do you
like,
have to pick and choose?
Like Hari
well?
Just said, it's difficult to, if you wanted to be honest, it's not easy to accept everything. So you have to start saying no to some opportunities that come about. At the same time, if you actually list down the amount of things that you wanted to do or the offers that you've got, it looks like an overwhelming mountain. But I think the Bob Marley philosophy in life is pretty good. You know, just go with the flow and see what you can do. And you find that you can actually do more than...
Really?
I think so.
It is true, then?
It has worked.
Don't worry. Be happy.
You know, the both of you have been very loyal to the Temple of Fine Arts. I mean, I think almost your whole life has been spent at the Temple of Fine Arts. At least I can say for Hari. What about yourself, Kumar?
Pretty much, yes. My family was with the Temple of Fine Arts from the time I was... before I was a teenager, I think. Yeah, so...
Mm-hmm. What's kept you so loyal to the Temple of Fine Arts?
I think it's not a question of loyalty or forced loyalty. It's just the amount of activity that's generated out of this one institution, which covers dance and music and society and social networking and a very strong community spirit and various events that happen throughout the year. There's no shortage of excitement. There's no shortage of the spirit. So it's not, you know, if you ask me why I stayed loyal, it's not that I wanted to be, or it's out of a trained dogma or anything like that. It's just the work has always been exciting and fresh. Mm-hmm. And so you just want to be a part of it.
Yeah. You know, as much as I don't want to say this, but and I don't want to believe this, but there almost seems to be this perception, in my opinion, that we are becoming less racial and religious tolerant. Here in Malaysia, do you think the Temple of Fine Arts has played a role in cultural understanding, especially in days like these?
Well, we read a lot about cultural intolerance and incidents that have happened over the last few years. Honestly, as a musician, as an artist, I don't know. I think it's important to stay with who you are, what you are, and what you do. And personally, I haven't witnessed this. I mix with the same people I mixed with 10 years ago. If you ignore the background noise and just do the work that you're doing, I haven't been personally affected or victimized by racial intolerance. And Temple of Fine Arts, and I generally, I think most arts institutions in this country steer clear away from racial profiling, or we do what we do, you know, we just do what we do. And
Hari is a good example.
Hari is a perfect example.
Yes.
And I think that attracts people. You know, we find solace in places like this where we don't have to put down words like race and religion and everything else. But this space is where we enjoy ourselves. We are free to be who we are, what we are, without those words. Mm-hmm. And so I think, yes, in that sense, places like the Temple of Fine Arts plays a big role in cultural tolerance, yeah, and unity.
So would the Tyagaraja Tansen Music Festival 2014?
Absolutely.
I mean, what is that all about? Give me a bit of a backgrounder. Hari?
Well, the Tyagaraja Festival, you see, when is actually celebrated in Chennai, mm-hmm, South India. It's celebrated very grandly. I don't really know much about the Tansen Festival.
But as grandly as it is in the north of India.
Okay. So it's just that this time around, we you know, because we didn't want to just focus on one festival alone, you know, we wanted to join it. So it became the Tyagaraja Tansen Festival. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a Hindustani, and it's basically North India and South India, basically the whole of India. In that festival itself,
right.
just different elements put together.
And this is the second installment?
This is the third installment of the Tyagaraja Tansen.
Who is Sir Tyagaraja? You want to tell me about him?
Well, Tyagaraja was a practitioner of the Carnatic music form about 200 years ago, 250 years
probably
ago.
Probably around 17th, 18th century.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a devotee of Lord Rama, and he composed and sang several hundred songs and kritis, as they are known. And he also helped in codifying the form of music as it's known today. So he's venerated and respected as the patriarch and one of the icons of Carnatic music itself. Likewise, Mian Tansen was a court musician in the court of the Emperor Akbar during the Mughal period of India.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped to, in many ways, codify Hindustani music as it's known today by composing, by fusing together elements of the pure form of Indian music at that point with elements of Persian music that was being influenced. And he helped come up with the system of Hindustani music. So these two people are respected by music schools all over the world as the patriarchs of Carnatic music and Hindustani music, respectively. Here in Malaysia, we see it as one big Indian community. So rather than isolate and celebrate something for the South Indians and then something for the North Indians, the concept was to put Tyagaraja and Tansen celebrations together and have a joint Tyagaraja Tansen Music Festival, which is celebrated by all music students.
I would think that we are separated even more in this country than we are in India. I mean, there seems to be this, you know, it's not spoken about, it's there.
Yep. It could be. I believe it there could be that perception. And I think that's all the more reason why celebrations like this should be had, mm-hmm. to break that, you know. Ultimately, we are who we are. We are Malaysians. We are a fusion of sorts as people already. So if there is this growing perception that we are divided and we are racially separated, festivals like this and places like this and events like this is serves a much bigger purpose.
Yeah. How have you curated the festival so that, you know, the Malaysians will relate to it, or have you adopted certain elements to so that it, you know, it speaks to us?
Well, there's a very strong theme to the festival, and that is to remind music students of where their music comes from and their origins. So while it's targeted towards the Indian origin of this music form, it also serves a wider purpose to bring that awareness to Malaysians that this that there is such richness in Indian music, and it has such deep origins, and it has a role that it's much bigger than entertainment. Mm-hmm. It has a very strong education value. It has a very strong cultural value. It has a very strong connection to Indian society in itself. And that's the awareness that we're trying to bring out to Malaysians in general, mm-hmm. not just the music students.
Okay. Yeah. We're finding out more about the Tyagaraja Tan Sen Music Festival 2014, which is happening at the Temple of Fine Arts this Friday, the 14th to the 16th of February. In the studio with me, Kumar Kartigesu, who is a sitarist, and Hari Ram Tingyuan Lam, an Indian violin player. If you have a question for them, send it through 016-2019-1000 or tweet BFM Radio.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. It is The Bigger Picture, and it's Mira Sivasuthi, Kumar Kartigesu, who is a sitarist, together with Hari Ram Tingyuan Lam, an Indian violin player, in the studio with me. We're discussing the Tyagaraja Tan Sen Music Festival 2014. It's a festival which brings together the South Indian Carnatic music together with Hindustani music, and the festival has been curated in such a way. Last year, it was a much shorter festival, mm-hmm. Kumar and Hari. This year, it's going to be a longer one. Is there much difference between last year's and this year's festival?
Yes, by one day.
Just
last
one
year's
day?
Was 2 days, and this year is three days.
3 days, okay.
Well, it's in line with our expansion of the overall awareness of music, the amount of students who are learning this form of music now. And we are also trying to break the bridge between a performing artist and a teacher and a student. And you know, when you go to a concert, you're either an audience or you're sitting on the stage, right? There's this very clear line. And the overall idea of a three-day festival is to plonk all these people in, whether you're a teacher, you're a student, whether you're just an enthusiast, whether you're somebody who doesn't know anything about music but you want to find out what's going on. And so you plonk all these people into a space and get them to just mix and mingle and pound them with stuff that's happening in 3 days, and give them that experience, mm-hmm. you know. So you've got an international grade A performing artist from India sitting next to a child who's just started learning the Indian violin.
Right.
And mm-hmm. and the interaction that happens between that is something that we want to see. And that's the idea of a three-day festival, so it has the amount of time for them to meet and come up with interaction.
But isn't that what the Temple of Fine Arts does, even, you know, with all your other performances? I mean, I've seen Hari perform, play the violin with gurus such as that Mavin Kusa, Lord Muruga.
Yeah.
You played alongside, what's his name?
O.S. Arun.
Yes, who's such a well-known vocalist.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
You know, at a very young age, you were thrown next to him. I mean, what did that feel like? Must have been quite...
It was like this...
I mean, I could feel, you know, for you, this man is so well known.
Yeah.
But this is what you do all the time at the Temple of Fine Arts.
That's true. I think it's also a reflection of where we are today. Many years ago, there was this very clear divide between, you know, I'm a performing artist and I'm a student. Know your space, sit there and watch me.
Yep.
And And today, most artists are willing to accept students, senior students of the caliber, interact with them on the same stage. Mm-hmm. And we at the Temple of Fine Arts, it's our pride to have someone like Hari, our graduate, our student, sitting alongside the legendary O.S. Arun,
yes.
and having a performance and being recognized and being appreciated, you know. So it is a mark of where we are today, I think, both in terms of the understanding of artists and where arts is, as well as the achievement that Temple of Fine Arts has achieved mm-hmm. over the last 30 over years.
Is this festival held anywhere else in the world, or is it just in KL?
The Joint Thyagaraja Tansen Festival?
Yes. It's only here.
Only in Malaysia?
Yeah.
Okay.
In TFA.
I think most art schools observe Thyagaraja Aradhana, a celebration in respect to Saint Thyagaraja. And likewise, most Hindustani music schools will have a Tansen Aradhana. But to have something of this level and a joint festival like we are doing, as far as we know, we are the first.
Okay. And how has the reception been over the last 2 years? Because this is the third installment, you said.
Sure. Initially, it was catered to the students of TFA and students of music particularly. And obviously, for us to be having it 3 years in a row, it's grown.
Yep.
It's attracted a lot of interest from the public. It's attracted a lot of interest from music enthusiasts, not only in the Klang Valley, but even now we have people coming in from Penang, Johor, Singapore, and so on. So,
and has it evolved since it first began?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, how so?
I think because now, also, because we are planning to you know, how would I say it? Expand and become much more versatile, and you know, and gain more experiences and share more experiences with the people of Malaysia, especially. Mm-hmm. I think this time round, looking at the amount of work we are putting together and the artists that we are bringing down, I was just thinking, it reminded me of our Swamiji, you know, the way he worked with us. You know, when I was working with O.S. Arun, the thought struck me that, oh my God, I'm sitting next to O.S. Arun and I'm accompanying
yes.
him.
Yeah.
Then I realized that, you see, if our Swamiji had not given this that experience to sit next to a guru, a very well-known guru, or to just greet him or say hi and, you know, and talk as if we were friends, you know, I don't think none of this would have been possible. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think what we're trying to do is to expand on that idea, you know, especially for the young generation, to understand what is it that they are learning and what is it that they are doing in the Temple of Fine Arts.
Did you find that you grew a lot more playing with OSR, and for an example, Hari?
Oh, yes. I mean, besides it being
a nerve-wracking
experience, I think for me at that point in time it was about learning the different methods used by different artists. You see, like O.S. Arun has a particular style.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, as an accompanist, how would you adapt to it and how would you learn from it? You know, it's like that's the beauty of being in the arts world, the arts field, is that you're not fixed to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're given the encouragement to explore, to be creative, at the same time accept so many different views and you know, faces, and you know,
yeah, versatility is exactly what
confidence, I think, you know, the whole, to sum it up, I mean, giving them that sort of experience to sit next to a virtuoso and perform, you might fumble, you might be nervous, you might not perform as well as you think you should, but 6 months later, one year later, that much more confidence exudes out of you. And Hari is who he is today, mm-hmm. with that confidence sitting on a stage because of experiences like that in the past.
Right.
And we're hoping to achieve the same thing with this set of international artists that we're bringing down this year,
too. How many are you bringing down?
Well, we have some very, very exciting people. Rajesh Vaidya is a very famous Veena player.
Mm-hmm.
And a Veena is an instrument that's not very well seen in Malaysia commonly these days. And Rajesh Vaidya is a person who has developed Veena to new heights. He's made it exciting for the younger generation to learn these arts. He's performed it for films. He's performed it for on a classical platform as well as semi-classical and so on. So he has a huge following in India as well as locally.
The Veena is very much like the sitar, isn't it?
It is. It's actually a predecessor to the sitar. Mm. It was the original sitar, so to speak. And it's right now known to the Carnatic music tradition, and it's called the Tanjore Veena today. Yes, so it's very, very authentic in that sense.
Rajesh Vaidya, who else?
We have an exponent of the sarod. Now, the sarod is another instrument that's lesser known in Malaysia. It's a stringed instrument. It's also a lute. And it's an offshoot of the sitar family of instruments. Very melodious, very deep, very romantic instrument. And we have Pandit Debojyoti Bose, who is a legendary player, family of musicians, and so on, coming to perform here with us, mm-hmm. for us, and also do workshops.
I think when you talk about the sarod, there's only one other person in my mind, that's Shaumik Datta of Circle of Sound. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, of course.
Bernard Schimpelsberger and Shaumik Datta. Shaumik has actually taken the sarod to an entirely different level.
That's right.
So something to look forward to. And not many people play the sarod anymore.
Not in India, and definitely not in Malaysia. Yeah. It is a difficult instrument. It takes years of training. You get cuts on your fingers. There's a lot of hardship in the first couple of years before you can actually start getting good sound out of it. And hence, yes, not many people have the patience to go through that process to start playing.
Yep. In Shomik's case, I think it was his grandmother who had one.
That's
and
right.
And so that's how it carried on. Otherwise, I don't think one would really learn the sarod.
Well, there are. There are schools of sarod. There are definitely interested groups and people who are interested. But the numerous factors of today's life sometimes deviate us from that singular course of learning. Mm-hmm. A student who is keen to learn has tuitions, has school, has got sports, has got other activities, and then other groups of people telling him why he should not be spending so much time practicing.
Kids so these days work harder than adults.
They do. Yes. You would know, Hari.
Actually, the thing is, when I look at my brother and sister, at their age, when I was their age, I don't remember being so
having
like,
to do so
busy.
Much work.
Yeah, so busy. It's like, oh my God.
Sorry, carry on. So the sarod, Pandit.
So we have Rajesh Vaidya on the Veena, Pandit Debojyoti Bose on the sarod.
Okay.
And the third exciting performance is by a duet, Lalgudi G.J.R. Krishnan and Lalgudi Vijayalakshmi. And these are the son and daughter of the legendary violin player Lalgudi Jayaraman. Lalgudi Jayaraman is a huge name in the field of Indian classical violin in India. And these are his two children who are virtuosos on their own. Mm-hmm. And what is even more exciting is that Hari and other students at the Temple of Fine Arts have actually been trained by these two people and by their school. And so it's like bringing back our founding teachers into this space, into this festival, and getting them to interact with audiences and with students on a much larger basis.
So you will be performing as well, Hari?
Yes, I will be.
Okay.
Yes, and so I will be performing as well on the sitar. So basically, this festival is this bunch of international performing musicians performing for us and then giving us workshops. And then we have local artists like myself, like Hari, who are going to be performing as well in different slots of the festival. And also student performances. And, you know, to sit on a stage and perform with an international artist there in the audience watching you, it's another different experience altogether. It's not very easy to achieve. And so we have got our students performing during this festival as well. And then we have these sessions where question and answer sessions, they get to talk, they get to ask questions, they get to go to the workshops and actually see the artist performing and touch the instrument, find out, you know, what's special about it, mm-hmm. how did they get there, share their life stories and so on. And this applies to not just the students, but to the public who are coming for this festival.
How will you reach out to the non-Indians?
Again, I think it's hard to cater this festival to absolute layman crowd, but there will be literature, there will be a basic lecture on what the instrument is, how difficult it is to play, what the steps are to achieve playing the instrument, and so on. And then we kind of leave it to the perseverance of a layman to come and ask the necessary questions and find out more and get into that learned space with the other artists.
Was it a tough time putting the 3 days program together for you?
Well, again, it's a challenge, but Temple of Fine Arts is a great platform to do it.
Yeah, you needed to decide which students would be performing and, you know, that whole...
Of course. But again, you know, Temple of Fine Arts has done this for the last 30 years. Yeah. So with that experience at our back, it becomes easier and easier. And we have the cooperation of the whole bunch of teachers at the Temple of Fine Arts and the artistic staff and the management as well. So
okay. So after this, what's going on after the Tyagaraja Tansen Music Festival? Have you got other festivals planned?
Yes, this year is a very interesting year. It is the 80th birthday year of our founder, Swami Shantanand Saraswati, and we are going to be celebrating that on a very big scale in Singapore in the month of April. And then several other festivals that come about throughout the year, and culminating in the most exciting festival, which will be the launch of the Shantanand Arts Festival towards the end of this year. Which will be perhaps the apex event of the Temple of Fine Arts. It's the inaugural launch of this annual festival. And we are going to see some very exciting international performers. It's going to reach across to a very multiracial segment of society by representation of all the various art forms. So more about that later, but definitely watch this space.
Of course. And so where do you see the future of classical music fraternity here in Malaysia, Harry?
Well, honestly, when I look at the current generation and the evolution of music, I believe that, or what I notice is that the classical music, either if you're a Western musician, then you're okay. But for traditional instrumentalists or music, for that matter, for example, the veena or the especially the Indian instruments or even the Malay instruments,
yes,
I think we do not see much of those elements anymore because of the current evolution in the world itself, technology, and I'm not trying to be biased or anything like that, but. Nowadays, you'd find music that's pretty much like like that, and you know you. I mean, for me at least, when I listen to music, I would like to listen to good, enjoyable music, and you know, it was music of those days, you know, that really get to me. And I think classical music at this point in time...
See, there's not that much of a generational gap going on here,
Mira. No, there isn't really. But then again, it's Harry's exposure as well, isn't it?
See, I think that now, right now, the only... Or one of the ways that we can try to reach out to the generation of the old and the young together is by studying the similarities and how we can fuse or make joint work with... both traditional and the modern, you know, we have to find ways to make sure that there's a really good harmony.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of fusion, or that is just done for the sake of doing it. You know, sometimes it sounds quite
doesn't sound the best. Yeah, like what you do with Akasha Kumar.
That's right. Exactly.
I think that's an excellent group.
Well, I think
beautiful
it's,
music.
It reflects the trend in society today. I think for current pop music or popular music, there is this seeking among the audience that we're looking for something more and not just the beatbox kind of thing.
It's shallow
at
the moment.
So there is a search towards something deeper. At the same time, from the very purist classical platform, there is this search outwards to something more as well. And what we're seeing today is this meeting point between the two searches.
Yeah.
And the result is this, number one is this new form of music where there is a merger. And to answer your earlier question, that kind of increases the audience base of both the popular crowd as well as the classical crowd, which is a great thing.
Yeah, and that's the only way forward. Otherwise, we're going to lose out big time, isn't it? So you can catch the Tyagaraja Tansen Music Festival 2014 from the 14th to the 16th of February at the Temple of Fine Arts Shantanand Auditorium, located at 114 to 116 Jalan Berhala, Brickfields, Kuala Lumpur. Admission is by invitation and donation. You can contact TFA at 03-2274-3709 or email admin@tfa.org.my for invitations. You can also just log on to the website, which is tfa.org.my, for more details. That phone number again, 03-2274-3709. Your final sell, Hari, Kumar, as to why we should all come?
Well, I think it's a 3 days of fantastic music, 3 days of fantastic opportunity to interact, 3 days to see like-minded people and meet like-minded people and find out what there is in this realm of music and ask questions and satisfy all your curiosity in this regard. So best opportunity to do it right at your doorstep.
If you thought Hindustani music was all Shah Rukh Khan, think again.
Absolutely.
Think again. Hari, your message.
Well, I would look at this festival as a platform to especially the young kids to learn how to understand and to appreciate what the music is about. And at the same time, you know, I have many friends in Aswara, you know, when they ask me, Hari, can you please play for me this rag or this song or whatever in using my Indian violin. And then when I play, they'll be like, oh my God, wow, sounds good. Hey, can I use you for recording or something like that? Mm-hmm. It shows that actually there is an interest in people who are non-Indians. Yeah. I know it's nice to see because, you know, when you see their look on their face that they actually appreciate, you know, this kind of music and they want to know more, you know. I think this festival will be a very good platform for people of all races and religions to come and enjoy and to understand what is it that we do. You know, and actually, music has that effect. You know, it's not about, oh, I'm Malay or I'm Chinese or I'm Indian. It's about, hey, we're going to have a good time. It's good music. Let's enjoy.
It's universal. Thank you both very much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Meera.
So happening from the 14th to the 16th of February, the Tyagaraja Tansen Music Festival 2014. In the studio with me, Kumar Kartikeya, sitarist, and Hariram Thingwen Lam, an Indian violin player, on The Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.